This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. Coming up in the next segment, we'll have Owen Schroeder with the fourth hour. I want to talk about sanctuary cities because there's been a lot of developments on that this last week. First, we had the Trump administration say, we're going to take action against the cities that will not cooperate and legally inform immigration about people who they have arrested or come in contact with that are in violation of the law. They will not pass that information along. And then you had a judge in the Ninth Circuit, where else, who said, no, you can't do that. And so on Tuesday, Attorney General Jeff Sessions met with mayors of 15 large cities, including many that were so-called sanctuary jurisdictions. And he told them that we have a law here. And he pointed out, he said, this is a quote, this is on Breitbart. He says, the Department of Justice will fulfill our responsibility to uphold and enforce our nation's immigration laws, including, and he quotes a law, 8 U.S.C. 1373. He said, under the Obama administration, the Department of Justice required certain guarantees to certify compliance with federal law. And that would include obeying 8 U.S.C. 1373 as a condition for receiving grant funding. So you see what he's saying? He said the Obama administration required that you comply with certain federal laws. One of those laws that you had to comply with in order to get grant funding was 8 U.S.C. 1373. What does that mean? Well, that law prohibits local jurisdictions from preventing the Immigration and Naturalization Service from getting immigration status information on people that they detain. So in other words, what he's saying is that, no, you're not, I don't care what the judge says. The judge is in direct violation and contradiction of the law. The law said, and in the Obama administration, they did it. You have to comply with these certain rules or we will not give you grant funding. Today, the Texas House okayed withholding state funds from sanctuary cities. And, of course, that would be places like Austin, where we are. We had our newly elected sheriff earlier this year say, I'm not going to give any information to INS about anybody that we have detained except for three crimes. It was murder and something else, okay, a couple other things. And then after a little while, somebody said, wait a minute. We just had this illegal alien arrested, and he's got multiple sexual assault offenses he's alleged to have committed and so forth. You're not going to let INS know about that? Not three, but we'll go with four. So it just starts adding these things ad hoc as it becomes quite clear that her political slant is putting the public at risk. It's kind of like the Monty Python skit, you know, the Spanish Inquisition. We have three things that we will tell them about. Oh, well, make that four. You know, nobody expects the Hispanic Inquisition. But now what they're saying is we're not only going to, here in Texas, we're not going only to withhold funding from county and local governments if they refuse to tell INS about people that they have detained. But they're also saying if you're going to be that kind of sheriff or police chief, if we refuse to turn over information about people who are not only here criminally trespassing in our country, foreign citizens who are criminally trespassing, that's the first crime they committed. The next thing they usually do is usually they have fraudulent identity papers or they steal somebody's ID papers. So usually these people that are coming here in violation of our immigration laws are already two-time losers, and then when they do other things like drunk driving that she doesn't want to turn them over for, or sexual assault that she initially did not want to turn them over for, you're not going to give this information to INS to see if they're also violating other laws, then we're going to put you in jail because you are a part of the problem. So you have to understand that you just cannot enable this. What you're doing then is you're participating in the crimes that these people are committing. And it is a serious thing to violate these laws. As we pointed out many times, if you let people come in for economic reasons and you say that's okay, they don't need to be vetted, they don't need to follow any legal process, then what's going to happen with a fully open border is they're going to be followed in by drug cartels, by MS-13. Those people that they're trying to run from are going to follow them into this country, and they'll attack us as well. Owen Schroer is coming up.
When it comes to the success of your small business, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? It may not sound like a lot of money, but it's enough to turn 500 strangers into 500 connections. All it takes is the right business card. Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. You heard right. 500 business cards for $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. But don't let the price fool you. Vistaprint uses only carefully selected inks and paper stocks, so your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed every time for any reason. You'll find dozens of designs that are just right for your business at Vistaprint, and you can add your logo and contact information with just a few clicks. It's never been easier to turn strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint and start today, because this offer won't last forever. Get your 500 business cards for just $9.99 at Vistaprint.com. Use promo code 1414 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1414.
I want to encourage all of you to remember how high the stakes really are right now in the battle for freedom. And the information war is paramount. That's why it's more important than ever that you spread the word about InfoWars.com and send out the links so people can watch the free feeds and get the free podcast and download the free iPhone and Android apps at InfoWars.com/show. It is critical that we be able to email you when we're being cyber attacked or shut down. Sign up to get our email alerts at InfoWars.com/newsletter. And finally, we have launched our new free app at InfoWars.com/app. You can download it on iPhone, Android. Once you've downloaded the free app at InfoWars.com/app, you can then, if you choose, pay $4.95 a month to get InfoWars Prime. We produce documentaries, special reports, live events, and so much more on a daily and weekly basis just for Prime members. We also have daily specials, sometimes as much as 50% off for members of InfoWars Prime. InfoWars has come a long way, and InfoWars Prime is just one more weapon in the fight for liberty.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextracts.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Watch me.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show. Hey. And now, your host, Owen Schroer.
I got something to tell me what it's all about.
Is that James Brown or is that Maxine Waters' wig? It's tough for me to disseminate between the two. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show, fourth hour. Owen Schroer now, relieving David Knight. You know, it's been really tough, all the politics, all the divide and conquer, all the different sides of all the different issues, a lot of people butting heads. We had the stories of families at Christmas and Thanksgiving fighting over politics. What brings us together? What is something that unites us? Well, it's tough to find that stuff anymore, at least outside of the bread and circus. Perhaps, I guess, this is part of it, but an interesting commercial. I guess this one goes against what the Pepsi commercial was trying to do. I don't know. I still don't understand the whole notion of that Pepsi commercial. It was a total failure. But now Heineken had just put out a commercial that is kind of the opposite. Now, this is interesting, and I've always said this about myself, because personally, I am somebody that hates politics, okay? I can't stand politics. That's why I grew up loving sports and got started cutting my teeth in media in the sports industry. But once you realize the real world issues and how much the future matters and that, you know, politics actually does matter, you can't help but gravitate towards it. But now this ad reminds me, though, and I think it can remind all of us where we come from. So basically, Heineken does this social experiment where they take two people, and I think they do it with maybe four different groups. They take two people of totally different backgrounds, totally different political beliefs, and they have them, before they meet the other person, do a short video sit down. And so then they get together and they do this little exercise and they meet each other. They have to build what turns out to be a bar. And so then after they build the bar, they have to watch the video of the other person and what they said and their views were. And of course, the other person sees it and their jaw drops. They're like, whoa, that's exactly the opposite of what I think. I even insulted those beliefs in my short video. And then they put a bar on the bar and they say, you have two options. You can either leave or you can enjoy a drink with the other person at the bar and discuss your differences. And it just all came together for me in that moment, because no matter what, even though we got Trump in and it was a great victory for our movement, and even though there's divide along the Trump base now, it really doesn't even matter. Because at the end of the day, all humans should be able to break bread together. All humans should be able to sit down at the table and just converse and get along and not want to fight and not want to steal and not want to rob and be greedy. And with nothing but political division in our world, in our culture, in our society, this was a very refreshing ad from Heineken. I'm not sitting here trying to plug Heineken. It was a refreshing thing to see, because you just don't see it. You don't see people trying to bring together people from different backgrounds, bring it together. And you say, the open borders. No. That's a political agenda. Let's be very clear. Okay. That's not the Democrats actually bleeding heart liberals. It's always a political agenda. All right. Just like taxing carbon. Yeah. They did have ways to make billions of dollars off that. It ended up being, didn't it? So I just wanted to point that commercial out and just, you know, because a lot of people obviously don't like me for my political views. You can see the videos on the streets when I'm trying to talk to these people. And I always end up leaving the same way. It's like, you know, if I was just to sit down at the bar with that person and just sit down and have a conversation and not have to introduce each other with our divisions and what separates us before we got to know each other, then maybe we could all truly get along. So as we're all fighting all the time now, as the political vortex continues to just suck us all into it, as the divide and conquer tactics get even stronger with the mainstream media and the fake news and the lying, as the polarization of our society continues, let's all just remember that we're all flesh and blood, we're all bone, and no matter what you believe, we were all put here by the same creator. And we just don't get enough of that message anymore in our society and in our culture. And it's too bad. It really is too bad. And I guess at the end of the day, it just comes with everybody believing that we have to force our political agenda down the other one's throats. Of course, I think that at the top starts with a totally corrupt government that has to make all sorts of moves all day long on how to protect their corruption. You know, that's why every time I see some story about some Obama administration, former Obama administration or former Obama advisor who's out of the game, not even involved anymore, nothing to do with politics, off the record, off the books, everything. But they keep doing these things. They keep spinning these wheels. And you're like, why are they even involved? What are they even doing? Go away. You're out. Because they're trying to cover up their corruption, folks. You can never leave the game. When you get into this swamp, it is so deep and you are so involved that you have to cover and watch your back all day long. That's how corrupt this government has become, folks. And we, the people who want nothing of this corruption, have nothing to do with this corruption, are being divided and conquered by the very people who are indeed the most corrupt. So I just wanted to point that out. And, you know, here's one of the big dividers. It's about sex and gender. Now, everybody's heard about the Bill Nye, the science, the fake science guy now, But here's a point that I'm not really hearing people talk about, and I want to kind of paint an overall picture before I make this point. First, let's start with a story from the Washington Post a few days ago. Mark Dice just did a video on this today. Don't laugh. I have a serious reason for raising my cats gender neutral. Yeah, the serious reason would be you have serious mental disorders. But she's telling a story about her cats and how she doesn't want to offend them with certain pronouns. And she talks about part of the story, how she goes to the vet. And it's such a complicated process going to the vet because she doesn't know what to tell the vet. Is it a guy? Is it a girl? Is it this? She doesn't want to have any microaggressions with the vet. And it's just a very confusing, very concocted experience, very difficult at the vet to get her cats taken care of. And I'm just sitting here thinking, don't you see how this will infiltrate your daily life? Don't you see? It's the same paradigm if a transsexual person goes to the hospital probably. Or you don't want to, you go to the hospital with, say, your son or daughter, but you're so politically correct. The doctor says, is this a male or a female? Oh, I don't want to say male or female. It's just a person now. You know, it's my five-year-old. Hasn't decided yet. It might be male. It might be female. It might be pansexual. I don't want to put anything on him or her. So I don't know. Just, you know, doc, I just don't know anymore. It's going to get very convoluted. And eventually the doctors are just going to say, okay, we're not dealing with you. Figure out if that's a male or a female, okay, and then we'll deal with this. And I was actually thinking about this. They say cisgender privilege. Cisgender privilege. Think about this, though. Everybody is cisgender. Everybody is born with either a penis or a vagina. I guess there's, what, less than 1% of people that actually have some birth defect where they don't have a functioning one system of reproductive organs. Okay, but guess what? Everybody's a cisgender. If you choose not to be, that's your choice, and that's actually your privilege living in America. So how do you like that? But this person can't get their cats taken care of because they're so confused over their genders. Imagine what will happen at a real hospital. Then you have this science march. So get this, though. All of these people that get up and they're giving their speeches, I don't know the exact numbers. Most of them got up there and talked about how they were gay, talked about how they were transsexual, talked about how genders are not binary. Nobody talked about science. Nobody talked about any discoveries they made, any of their own accomplishments. No, it was just like, look at me. I'm a homosexual. Look at me. I used to be a woman. Now I'm a man. Look at us. We deserve to be heard. We're in the field now. We're scientists. Yay. What did you accomplish? Oh, I became a man and I was a woman. No, in the field of science. Well, actually, I guess, I mean, tech, I mean, maybe these people are up there because they're a science project. I mean, I guess at one point, you know, changing your sex, having a sex operation was actually a science project. So, yes, I guess maybe that's their accomplishment. They were a science project that I guess was successful. They now are a different sex thanks to a surgery. And so now they're a science project that gets to give a speech at the March for Science. That doesn't actually cover any science. So that brings me to Bill Nye. And I was just thinking about this the other day, because I already covered this, and I didn't even want to talk about it, but the crew was like, no, you got to watch this video, you got to respond to it, everybody is. So, okay, so I watched it. And honestly, the first time, it's almost like a good movie, where, you know, the first time you see a good movie, first maybe two times even, you don't really get it. There's still a lot of things you don't understand. It just doesn't make sense to you. But it was so grasping. You just had to watch it again. That's how it was for me with this weird video. So I didn't understand this video. I'm watching it and I'm just like, what did I just watch? This doesn't make any sense. They didn't talk about anything really. Some woman just gets on stage and has some 80s rock outfit on and starts humping, saying, oh, 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 my sex junk. Okay, so, but here's my point. I remember growing up with Bill Nye. I remember Bill Nye the Science Guy. I remember having Bill Nye the Science Guy videos played in my class. Folks, it was actual science. He actually talked about biology. He actually talked about science. He actually talked about real stuff. Now, look at what your kids are learning in science class, folks. They're having opinion, sexual-based opinion shoved down your throats, and they're calling it science. Because here's what's important to these people. It's not science. It's a political agenda. See? If it was about science, they wouldn't get up on the stage at the science march and tell you they were gay. They wouldn't get up at the science march and tell you that their accomplishment was how they were transgender and now they're in the field. No, they would talk to you about science. This is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that, with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soap that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is the story of the shaving company called Harry's. In an epic battle of David versus Goliath, in the early 1980s, a child was born. Two of them, actually. Their names were Jeff and Andy. Time went by, they developed facial hair, and one day, something happened. Andy got ripped off buying overpriced razors. So they decided to start their own shaving company and fix shaving once and for all. They hired the best designers, they bought a 95-year-old German blade factory, and they started selling high-quality razors online with no upcharging direct to customers. How did the overpriced razor company respond? By threatening to sue their pants off. Don't worry, Jeff and Andy have plenty of pants and a relentless dream to give all guys a great shave at a great price.
Try Harry's free. They'll send you a razor with 5 German blades, foaming shave gel, and even a travel blade cover when you sign up. Just cover shipping. Plus, get a free post-shave balm at checkout with code 9797. That's harrys.com, code 9797, to get your free trial set.
Is it getting better?
Well, not if you're living in a Democrat city.
Or do you feel the same?
Probably feel a lot worse. Hopefully you're not dead.
Easier on you now.
But that's just, you know, that's just a Democrat-run city.
Got someone to blame.
There's no issues in Democrat-run cities. I follow the Democrats. The Democrats are on the podium all day long talking about how they want to help the poor, build the inner cities, build the education system. I mean, Democrat-run cities should be doing pretty well, right? No, not the case, is it? And we've got the stories here to prove it. Pretty sad, to be honest with you folks. Pretty sad. Here's one Democrat-run city. This is a story from Fox News. Baltimore tops 100 homicides so far in 2017. That's nice, isn't it? That's a nice Democrat-run city of Baltimore. Of course, this is the same city of Baltimore where they had riots in the streets, burning and looting because of an incident with a civilian and a police officer, which, hey, yes, if there's an incident with a police officer and a civilian and the police officer is out of line, absolutely, needs to be investigated, needs to be justice. Completely agree. Burning and looting? That's not justice. That only hurts your cause. But that's just a side note. That's outside of the 100 homicides. The city of Baltimore has suffered more than 100 homicides before the end of April for the first time in nearly 20 years. You know what? I should have looked this up. I wonder, probably about 20 years ago, the last time there was a Republican in office. That's just a theory. I'd have to look that up. But I do know that Baltimore is strong Democrat. They win. They put Democrats in office year after year after year. 100 homicides, riots, Democrat-run city, folks. That's what you get. Here's another Democrat-run city. This is a story from CBS. 1,000 shooting victims in Chicago this year so far. How are those gun bills working out? How is that anti-gun legislation working out, Chicago? Well, let's see. Let's check the news today. 1,000 shooting victims in Chicago this year. Oh, failed, didn't it? Failed. So that's nice. They call it Chirac. You know that? You know they call it Chirac? The number hit 1,000 on 2017's 115th day, meaning that nearly 9 people have been shot a day on average. 174 victims have died. Chirac. Run by Democrats. Democrats passed gun legislation to try to keep the guns out of the hands of criminals. Of course, what does that do? It only keeps the guns out of the hands of law-abiding citizens, doesn't it? Well, that's not true. We got the legislation. It takes time to work. Really? 1,000 people shot, 174 dead, Chicago. You're going to keep electing Democrats? You're going to keep passing gun legislation? Good luck with that. The Democrats probably love this from ABC News. Suspected arsonist in custody after 2 fires in Trump hotel. So now you've got people attacking Trump towers. And they want to complain all this about Donald Trump. It's just, do you understand that life has not gotten easier for Donald Trump? Donald Trump did not become president to make his life easier, okay? He can't even have towers now. I bet his towers get threats every day, to be honest with you. I bet they just probably don't report it. But that's fine. You know, let's just have a, I hope these arsonists get arrested and it becomes a big news story. I don't hear anybody talking about this. This should be a big news story. Attacking Trump towers, attacking buildings, arson. You can consider this person a terrorist. This is a politically driven event. Trying to burn Trump Tower. Oh, but that's okay. Let's go a little farther west. UC Berkeley gears up for violent protests over Coulter speech cancellation. So here's what's going down. Coulter's canceled her speech because of terrorists, Antifa terrorists. UC Berkeley loves it. UC Berkeley supports the terrorists. The UC Berkeley police, well, they might be in cahoots with the Antifa terrorists. In fact, there's some actual ties there between the Berkeley politics and Antifa. But tonight, there's still going to be speeches there. And I'm going to be live with the InfoWars Nightly News from 7 to 8 p.m. Central, so we're going to keep you updated on this, but how dare you? How
dare Ann Coulter think that she can go to Berkeley and speak? What was Ann Coulter thinking? You thought this was America. You thought UC Berkeley was America, didn't you? You were wrong. UC Berkeley, that's run by Antifa now. We'll be right back with more of the Alex Jones Show on the other side.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Well, you've probably heard by now that Caveman is 53% off. This is a ridiculous special at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Not only do you get a great product when you shop at InfoWarsStore.com, but you also support InfoWars and everything we do here to keep our heads above water. You know that we're under attack. But the crew was just begging me. I mean, they were back here pulling my arm, trying to get me to tell them my morning bone broth milkshake formula. So I will tell you, I start every day with a Caveman milkshake. It's a scoop and a half of Caveman. I go a little above. Okay, I'm kind of a true caveman. I need a little more, perhaps. So I do a scoop and a half of Caveman, 2 scoops peanut butter, 2 scoops cold milled flask, 2 bananas, and just about, I don't know how many cups, probably about 3 cups of chocolate almond milk. And then you're set. You're good to go for the day. And listen to all these nutrients that are in the bone broth that you're not getting. Most likely, most people do not get these nutrients in their everyday diet. Turmeric root,
chaga mushroom, bee pollen, and bone broth. Those are four super nutrients that most people are not getting with their diets. Caveman knocks out all of those. You take it every morning, you just got those super nutrients for the day, and you are good to go. Here's the review of the day from Mojo Rising. I use milk when I have Caveman. Tastes like a milkshake. I use this product after my workouts. Just ordered another two-pack. A great product, Caveman. Yeah, you can use this for a post-workout protein as well. Or, if you're me, use it for your morning shake with a couple bananas, some peanut butter, and some flax. It's good to go, but bone broth right now. Take advantage of the special, 53% off. That is an absurd special, so buy four of them before that deal is gone. Now, if you're going to be out in Berkeley, you might want some Caveman because you might have to try to Caveman up on some of these Antifa fascists. In fact, that's what they are. That's what we should call them. Instead of just Antifa, it's the Antifa fascist. So they've had Milo events canceled. They've had Ann Coulter events canceled. These are the domestic terrorists, by the way, that are winning. Where's Donald Trump, by the way? Excuse me, but free speech is an important issue in this country. In case you didn't notice, it's the First Amendment. Number one. It's under attack, President Trump. Where are you? Ivanka, why are you thinking about Syrian children? It's very heartbreaking. We're all very sad, okay? But guess what? You're not the president of Syria. You're not the ambassador to Syria. You work for the United States of America, and free speech is under attack right now. I was thinking about this, and I'm going to talk about this tonight on the nightly news, but every media outlet in America, every politician in America, and to be honest with you, probably every citizen, but we'll stop at every politician, should be outraged and speaking out about what is going on in Berkeley right now. It doesn't matter if you're a Republican, Democrat, Independent, Green Party, left, right, up, down, yellow, brown. It doesn't matter. This is free speech under attack in America. And we have media outlets that aren't even reporting on it. Or, even worse, that are justifying it. Yeah, you know what? As somebody that likes free speech, as somebody that likes the ability to go out on the street and speak my mind and have a conversation with somebody, you know what? Yeah, it really grinds my gears when I see that free speech is under attack. When I see that Ann Coulter, look, if you want to say that Milo is offensive, and you know what? Fine. Okay, fine. I hate that. That's ridiculous, but I'll give you a pass there. Ann Coulter? What has Ann Coulter ever done? What is the meanest thing that Ann Coulter, what is the most offensive thing that Ann Coulter has ever said? What? Predicting Trump would be president before anybody else and getting laughed at? Oh, we need to stop that. Oh, no. Can't have Ann Coulter here. That's Antifa, which stands for anti-fascist. But see, here's the problem with Antifa. They didn't go to class, did they? They're probably all college dropouts. They never went to class in high school, so they didn't study history. They didn't study history. They don't realize that they're actually behaving like fascists. And again, every media outlet from CNN to InfoWars, from Huffington Post to Breitbart, should have this as I understand, you know, we're in a cold world war right now, but still, as far as domestic news is concerned, I understand we all want taxes. I understand people are obsessed with the wall. Okay. But free speech is under attack, folks. What do you think would have happened? In fact, it's probably still going to happen, but what do you think would have happened if Ann Coulter would have had her event tonight? Would have been the same thing that happened at the Milo event, burning, breaking things. A whole scene, terrorists roaming in the street, covering their faces, throwing fireworks, smashing windows. Great work, Berkeley. The freedom, the center of free speech, isn't it? Where free speech apparently was a bastion of free speech, UC Berkeley. No. But it's not just Berkeley. Portland Rose Parade canceled after anti-fascists threatened GOP marchers. Explain to me how this is not terrorism. I'd like to hear that. I'd like to hear Robert Reich Explain to me how this is not terrorism. Threatening violence for a political purpose. Terrorism. Portland Rose Parade canceled after anti-fascists threatened GOP marchers. Terrorists. If you replace the term anti-fascist in all of these stories with terrorists, it still makes sense. Yeah, there you go. Organizers cancel 82nd Avenue of Roses Parade after protesters threatened to shut it down. Wait a second. Hold on, guys. Go down in this story. I didn't realize that. Pull that story back up. I'm not from Oregon, okay? Is this a Chinese festival? Does anybody actually know? Is this like a Chinese heritage festival? The pictures that I'm seeing right now appear to be, there seems to be some Asian influence there, but okay, now they're showing me more pictures, perhaps. Now there's some more, it looks like. So I don't really know, but it looks like a multicultural event. So this is actually racist. What? Okay. So because the GOP wants to have marchers in this multicultural parade, they're going to shut it down because the anti-fascists are going to attack the GOP marchers. So you see this? Again, where is the president? Where is Trump? I mean, again, this is domestic terrorism here. These are people threatening violence for a political purpose. Nothing. Nothing. We've got people that we're actually looking at as suspected terrorists. I'm imagining radical Islamic terrorists in 50 states. We're looking at people in 50 states right now because they could become radicalized terrorists, but we're ignoring the terrorists that are roaming the streets in Berkeley, California, and apparently in Portland, Oregon. We're ignoring those terrorists, aren't we? And then these same people, see, these are the same people, they want to bitch about American privilege when it's their American privilege that allows them to go be terrorists in the streets. How do you like that? Let me ask you this. If instead of mostly white college age men that dropped out of college and don't have a job and live with their parents that make up the Antifa party, let's just say instead it was the same aged men, except they were from Middle Eastern descent and they were Muslim and they chanted Allahu Akbar while they shut down free speech in America. How do you think that would go over? Oh my goodness. Well, we'd be right on top of that now, wouldn't we? That would be the biggest issue. That would be terrorists on our streets. Well, they're already there. They might not be wearing a hijab. They might not be having the typical Muslim beard, but they're out there. They might not be chanting Allahu Akbar. They might not be shooting people yet, but they're out there. They're shutting down free speech. They are political terrorists. Why do they get to operate? It's the same old question. Imagine if it was the other way around. Imagine if it was Trump supporters that if Hillary Clinton, I mean, what, Chelsea Clinton just received another award. Are you even aware of this? Chelsea Clinton is receiving awards hand over fist for what? Nobody knows. Chelsea Clinton just received another award. Imagine if the alt-right or Breitbart supporters or Info Warriors were out at Chelsea Clinton's event protesting. There you go. Chelsea Clinton gets another award for doing nothing. She has to be the most awarded nothing in the history of the world. I mean, for real, what has she done? They may have designed the donkey from Shrek after her. The donkey from Shrek may have been inspired by Chelsea Clinton. So she might have that going for her. But so she gets another award. If we were out there protesting, it would be an uproar. MSNBC would be throwing fits. CNN's Van Jones would be calling it a white lash. But when it's the Antifa protesters, when it's liberals, when it's leftists, when you want to shut down conservative speech, that's okay. That just flies right by with CNN and the liberal media. But just imagine, though. Just imagine. If you added a beard and a hijab to those Antifa marchers, how would you think of it? How would that look? Same activity. You don't have to change the activity. They're already burning stuff down. They're already rioting. Just put them in some Middle Eastern garb. See how that would go over. How much do you want to bet they would be arrested immediately? Oh, but because of their American privilege that they have a big problem with, they get to go out and do it. How do you like that? So the very American privilege that they bitch and moan about is the very privilege that's actually keeping them all from being arrested and put in jail where they belong. But that's fine. Their time is coming to an end, folks. It's not going to last. But the war on Fox is not stopping. Lawyer who represented O'Reilly's hot chocolate accuser is now targeting Jesse Waters. And the sad thing about this, folks, yeah, Lisa Bloom. Yeah, you're real good for society, Lisa Bloom. But the interesting thing about this is all they have to do is just put this into the mainstream talking points. It doesn't even matter. Jesse Waters could have not even harmed or talked to a fly, but all they have to do is push this out there. All the liberal attorneys have to do is push this story out there, and then it's in the narrative. And then it's out there. And then it becomes the echo chamber of the left. I couldn't even believe all the liberals on Twitter I saw blowing up about this. Oh, it's Fox, sexual harassment, Fox. Oh, there are white men at Fox, this, that, and the other thing. And I'm just sitting here scratching my head like, you really don't get it, do you? You really don't get it. This has nothing to do with sexual harassment at Fox. This has to do with silencing conservative news. But see, you wouldn't get that because according to these brainwashed liberals, we live in a rape culture already. But here's the point I keep bringing up anyway. Are you really that naive that you think sexual harassment, this sexual harassment is only going on at Fox? Are you really that naive? Of all of the big news corporations out there, it's only happening at Fox? Fox is the only one? I mean, it might not be, you know, Bill O'Reilly calling a woman hot chocolate. Maybe it's CNN. It's, you know, Jake Tapper making a little remark towards Anderson Cooper in the kitchen, if you catch my drift with that one. You know, maybe a little tie joke. But this goes on, okay? But they're pointing at Fox because, don't you see? Well, Fox probably helped Trump get in. So we have to stop Fox. We can't be letting these conservatives on Fox determine the outcome of the U.S. election. I mean, God forbid that Americans actually determine their own election. And while they just did, we're going to blame Russia anyway. But we'll get to more on that in a minute. But here you go. They want to point out, actually, we'll get to this right now. They're going to point out collusion all day long, right? Trump, Russia, Flynn, Russia, 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 collusion. We'll find the collusion. Maxine Waters is going to be digging for years until she finds some collusion. She will find it. She promises you. She may find her a new wig before that. But here's the collusion. You want to talk collusion? Meanwhile, with zero actual proof of Russia-Trump collusion, at least in the aspect of trying to win the election, Russia trying to win Trump the election, here's the real collusion, folks. And here's the lingering presidency of Barack Obama. Just lingering. Sanctuary cities fight. Judge who blocked Trump order, a Democrat activist. How do you like that? So you've got an Obama judge, a liberal judge, a Democrat who is now blocking the president. Did you elect Judge William Orrick III? Did you vote for Judge William Orrick III? I'll do you one better. Have you ever heard of Judge William Orrick III?
Let me tell you. My name is John William Orrick III. And even though I was not elected by the American people, I am more important than Donald Trump. And if Donald Trump thinks that he can pass this racist legislation against sanctuary cities, I, Judge William Orrick III, 63 years old, I will strike that down. Because don't you see? I, Judge William Orrick III, am actually not the judge in the United States of America you think I am. No, I am a judge for non-citizens. Yes, my paycheck is paid for by the U.S. taxpayer, but I, Judge William Orrick III, have instead the non-citizen in mind. So now, you will pay me, Judge William Orrick III, and I will fight for the non-citizen. Because that's how I work. I am a liberal judge, Judge William Orrick III, and quite simply, to me, a non-citizen is more important than a citizen. A non-citizen's right is more important than a citizen's right. And if you disagree with me, or if you like President Trump, you are a racist. Because I, Judge William Orrick III, said so. There I am. My tie has been tied a little too tight for the last 20 years, but that's okay because I am a liberal judge. We're going to liberalize this country, and we are going to take a stand for non-citizens, even though citizens pay me and they don't want this stand. I'm Judge William Orrick III, and I am a liberal judge that is clueless on what the American people actually want.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I want to encourage all of you to remember how high the stakes really are right now in the battle for freedom. And the information war is paramount. That's why it's more important than ever that you spread the word about InfoWars.com and send out the link so people can watch the free feeds and get the free podcasts and download the free iPhone and Android apps at InfoWars.com/show. It is critical that we be able to email you when we're being cyber attacked or shut down. Sign up to get our email alerts at InfoWars.com/newsletter. And finally, we have launched our new free app at InfoWars.com/app. You can download it on iPhone, Android. Once you've downloaded the free app at InfoWars.com/app, you can then, if you choose, pay $4.95 a month to get InfoWars Prime. We produce documentaries, special reports, live events, and so much more on a daily and weekly basis just for Prime members. We also have daily specials, sometimes as much as 50% off for members of InfoWars Prime. InfoWars has come a long way, and InfoWars Prime is just one more weapon in the fight for liberty.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
So the Democrats are colluding right now Not Trump and Russia. No, in fact, it's the Democrats who are colluding against President Trump, against President Trump's agenda, which is actually our agenda. So we've got Democrats and judges colluding against the Republic, colluding against the American people. They ought to be, well, they probably ought to be fired up. But honestly, maybe even, I mean, I don't know. You'd have to look into some different litigation techniques here, but they could even be jailable at this point because you're putting people in danger. Who's going to be held responsible if these Democrats continue to collude to keep borders open and to keep sanctuary cities funded and alive and well when these, if a non-citizen murders somebody in a sanctuary city, who do you hold accountable? How about Judge William Ork III? He's fighting for these sanctuary cities. Someone ought to be held accountable. But meanwhile, as the Democrats are colluding here against the Republic in America, perhaps what I'm dubbing a cold world war has started, or war chicken has started. Let's finish off the show today just covering some of these headlines that developed after I cut the hot topic, talking about all the headlines that developed over the week. U.S. pressure could force Britain to join anti-Assad airstrikes, suggests Boris Johnson. So now you're looking at the U.K. joining the U.S. in bringing down Assad. It's funny, I don't hear the Democrats colluding or the Democrats crying collusion on that, do you? You don't hear the Democrats crying about the United States meddling in Syrian politics, do you? With all the proof in the world in front of their face, no, with no proof they want to complain about Russia meddling in our politics, even though there's more proof of Hillary and the Democrats doing that than Russia. No, this is the world I live in now, where we're now colluding, in fact, with the UK or Britain to try to take Assad out. But the Democrats are silent. Democrats are silent. In fact, everyone was silent on this. Israel strikes Damascus Airport today. Didn't hear anybody reporting this on American television news. Nothing. An Israeli missile strike has caused a large explosion and a fire at a military site near Damascus International Airport, Syrian state media reports. And this report surfaced around. So that's nice. The U.S. is trying to work in regime change in Syria. Israel is trying to work in a regime change in Syria. Now they're trying to pressure Britain and probably other members of the U.K. and Europe to get involved in this regime change as well. And this is just part of the overall geopolitical world war, that's Cold World war that's being built. But the Democrats don't care because they're still all looking up each other's rear ends for Russia collusion. Yes, that's great. Let's pile drive through a couple more of these headlines. North Korea loses millions under pressure from China. So this is more of what people are going to suspect is a result of Trump's brinksmanship and Trump making deals with China to try to help remove the North Korean dictator. And now North Korea is losing coal deals. I think they're being hit with gas deals now, too. And they're losing millions under pressure from China. North Korea strikes White House in new video. So we already had the video of them apparently launching a strike onto America. Now they got a new one hitting the White House. How sweet is that? That's very nice that North Korea would do that. China to conduct live fire drills, test new weapons in response to THAAD. That's nice. So you got that going too. U.S. Marines deploy a robot, a marine robot they're testing now too. So how do you like that? All these war games are building. Folks, please support us, InfoWarsStore.com. That's how this show is able to go on. That's how we're able to launch new broadcasts like InfoWars Live 3 to 5 that's about to be broadcast on Alex Jones' YouTube channel. Caveman, 53% off, 30% off Liver Shield. But take advantage of these great deals, folks. We got water filters, everything. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. I'll be back tonight, nightly news, 7 p.m. Central. You stay classy, InfoWarriors.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network.